I'm Margaret Ritchie. I am a teacher at Perth High. I'm a lecturer at the University of West of Scotland. I'm an honorary research fellow at the West of Scotland. And before I took up the post at Perth High, I was the RSC Education Coordinator for Scotland. Before that, PG Science. And before that, a lecturer at St Andrews University. So I'm a polymath. And one of the reasons for this event was looking at what the RSE can support, what industry can do, what the schools are needing, and then mapping it all together. So this was a unique event. It was the first event in Scotland where innovation and enterprise and STEM was actually brought together, but in a venue that was not a school and not a university. And the reason for this is, at the moment, many teachers lack the background to actually discuss careers and help pupils with career choices, and also lack the background to help pupils get an insight into how the subject that they're studying will link into a career in the future. And innovation and enterprise is being promoted, but at the same time you're looking for schools to have some insight into where is innovation in Scotland, what does it look like, and is there a model that we can use in our own schools. The other thing is that this was an opportunity for the teachers and the pupils to work with experts. Now, that's unusual. Usually teachers, CPD is training teachers, and the pupils go to events, but at this point we actually wanted the teachers to learn with the pupils, and it was targeted at addressing some of the key areas where there's a subject gap, or a knowledge gap rather, with the new Curriculum for Excellence, CFE Higher in Chemistry, Biology and Physics. And the whole aim was to pull everything together and actually develop sustainable partnerships between the schools, colleges, universities, industry in STEM and enterprise. The teachers learned with the pupils. It was hands-on workshops because the skills base is needing to be developed, and the pupils and many teachers lack the confidence and the skills, particularly with the new CFE Biology or CFE Higher Biology. And the pupils and teachers were exposed to processes in a commercial setting, and also how you develop a product and take it to market. The second aim of this was to support the teachers and provide them with CPD and do it in an environment that they've probably never been in before, but it's an environment which is where innovation and enterprise are absolutely key. So it was a very unique experience for everybody, and it was holistic learning for both. It's your subject knowledge, it's industry, it's schools, meeting universities, working with the colleges, and learning holistically through partnership working. The event addressed several key issues. It was actually allowing teachers to learn about the skills that are required in careers associated with life sciences. It did support staff CPD. It actually, or the activities, were mapped into the gaps in the CFE hires and advanced hires. The teachers met experts from industry so that there was then a link to support pupils and to support the teachers through all the National 4, National 5, higher and advanced higher investigations. The teachers and the pupils experienced a commercial setting that promotes innovation and enterprise. And that is quite unique again, because BioCity is the centre for Scotland. And workshops provided partnership opportunities for both the teachers and the pupils with industry, academic and other experts. And I'll mention a little bit more about that shortly. And these are just pictures of the pupils working with Edinburgh University, working with Insignia. These are companies, I'd never heard of them, at BioCity Scotland, who take an idea and develop it, and it was fascinating, absolutely, to learn about this. The process was actually one I was invited to go to BioCity. I had never known, I didn't even know BioCity existed, and I thought, I think a lot more people would benefit from knowing within Scotland we have this amazing hub for developing innovation in life science. I went there, I thought it was the best venue. I found companies that were willing to come along and do or run activities at BioCity. We found a date when we could bring the schools in and we could bring as many experts in from companies at BioCity, Roslyn Cells, Roslyn Cell Lab, also from Edinburgh University. I had Dundee University there as well, and I had the experts from the colleges coming in to do PCR. I created a timetable for the schools, and I said to schools, this won't cost you, this is funded by Skills Development Scotland, but you will have to choose two hands-on activities, two practical activities, and one dry lab, please. And I gave them a list of activities that they could choose from. I said to the schools, bring 15 pupils, because you can fit them in a minibus, and divide up your group of 15 pupils into two groups, one of 7, one of 8, because that's a really good number, so the pupils have to do a hands-on activity. They can't stand and watch 10 other people doing it, and they're not participating. And if two teachers came, one of them was guidance, or someone in the school that was associated with giving advice about careers, then as well as informing the teacher, you were also informing staff in the school who are associated with helping pupils make career choices. These were some of the activities. Now, there was a morning set, there was an afternoon set. In the morning, schools came, they arrived at 10 o'clock, pupils were given breakfast and juice, they then had an introductory lecture, and then they had to go and do workshops. And the schools could choose two of these practical activities and one dry lab. And that slide there gives you an idea of how BioCity companies were involved, Roslin Cells, Edinburgh University, that was a solar spark with the spectrometers there, Forth Valley College, they were doing DNA analysis, they were doing PCR techniques. The ProScience are students that work with schools, based at Edinburgh University, the Modern Apprenticeship, lots of schools and pupils don't know what that involves. Edinburgh University do a lot of activities with schools. Nuffield were there. The pupils that do Nuffield are fantastic. What a resource. Fancy having 6 years talk to other pupils about what they did in their projects. We'd Make It Molecular, that was a molecule building workshop for schools. And Edinburgh University, we had the stem cell kit based at Dundee Science Centre, which is a huge, it's a fantastic activity with huge dice and a floor game. Brilliant. All of that. So schools had to choose two practical activities and one dry lab. And what I tended to find was the schools, although they had two groups of pupil, one set would choose two practicals and the other set would choose three other practicals, and they would choose two different dry labs as well. So one school experienced six different activities. And then they went back to the school. At lunchtime, I had 150 pupils at BioCity, as one school who'd been in the morning were staying for lunch, the other school coming in the afternoon came for lunch. And I then had, it was like an international conference, I had all the stands where the pupils could speak to all of these people. Murgatroyds, that are a company of lawyers that actually file patents. They could speak to Nuffield pupils that they hadn't managed to speak to them as one of the activities. Speak to Sandy Smith, who's a colour chemist, and worked with the MOD. Skills Development Scotland had My World of Work stand. Society of Biology were there, the Royal Society of Chemistry were there, Forth Valley College were there. It was a fantastic opportunity for the pupils and the teachers to meet people that they would otherwise have a lot of difficulty meeting under one roof. I also gave the schools a list of a little bit more information about each of the activity providers, so the schools could look at this and say, well, in future, there's expertise we would really like to tap into. That went back to the school, and the school could say, we'd really like to work a little bit more with Roslin Cells. We've got some advanced heart pupils who are really interested in stem cells. Is there some activity that we can do? And we've got experts there we can contact. So it's leading something with the school for a partnership to be able to be made sustainable. And that was right through. The event was phenomenal. I had not anticipated anything quite like it. The staff were fantastic. They asked if we could run this every year. Their learning experience was phenomenal. The pupils absolutely adored it. Hands-on activities, different companies, different universities, different colleges, different courses. The Nuffield pupils got a chance to speak. It was like putting everything into a boiling pot and coming up with something which was quite phenomenal in every respect. I'm going to play you a video, if I may, and it's really just to let you see what this actually looked like. Now, this was a video made on the day, and it gives a lovely insight into the learning and the pupil experience. Thank you.
years, drugs were developed and manufactured on the site. When the site closed, BioCity took over. And BioCity is an organisation which exists to grow life science companies. So my aim in life is to help people, and I've done that. And I've done that through chemistry, into life sciences, into clinical trials, and it has been fantastic.
And this event was an idea I had based on visit to BioCity, and it's a building that's not a school, it's not a university, it's a huge commercial centre for innovation in science and life sciences in Scotland, and to bring the schools and the pupils together to experience the excitement and the innovation is absolutely unique.
These are all the different workshops, and the teachers are working with the pupils in the hands-on practicals.
It's different than school. It's much better, and it's a better environment to be in if you sit with like science. And when being in class, it's just a table and a few gas taps. But when you look at it, like the taps are totally different, and it's so much funner, and it's more like active than in a classroom. So I like it better here.
Oh, it's been great. I especially love the we made the dyes with the plasticized, and also creating the different structures, the different bombs. That was interesting as well.
Today the kids are making pH indicating exosomes that change colour in response to carbon dioxide. So we make the colour down cut, and then we basically draw it down so we've got a nice sheet covered in the ink, and we're going to test it with the carbon dioxide cylinder and see it change colour. We use it for food packaging, so it's for detecting leaks in the food packaging, so or for telling you how long your food packaging has been open, so stopping food waste.
The pupils have met the company that produced the food labels that are sensitive to carbon dioxide, so they're actually saving lives in food packaging. They've met a company that produces synthetic tissue culture. They're meeting companies that are at the cutting edge of drug research. So they're not just being trained in the science, and they're not just being trained in the skills, they're actually being exposed to business models whereby they understand and appreciate how an idea can be developed and then taken to market.
It feels more relevant showing you these are the real life people who do these jobs, and this is where you could go.
It's a real eye opener, because even some of the simplest things I didn't know you could do with science, and if you think about how many paths it opens up for you.
Science is wider than you think. Like, science is all around us, and it can help a lot of people doing what they do here.
I really enjoyed this experience today. I thought it was very inspirational for anyone who wants to go to a career in science. It really shows them that there is a lot of opportunity in science, and you don't need to feel intimidated at all.
Making those connections outside of school between their subject and their teachers, and to be connected with the enthusiasm that people in those fields have, I think is really inspiring for them.
Well, before I came here, I was thinking about doing something in chemistry, sort of scientific research, but this has definitely encouraged me even more.
That's why I wanted to work in medicine, and this has kind of made me, I still want to do medicine, but it's also made me think that if I don't get into medicine, I'll still want to do something science-related.
I want to go to science and medicine, but I'm finding it quite hard to find options for me at the moment, especially for things like work experience, because I'm just too young to do anything. So having listened to some companies and hearing the kind of work experience that actually is available, I think that's going to be really helpful.
That's the lunchtime, and pupils all just got together, and just it was like a kaleidoscope of experiences, which was fantastic. These are the schools that took part, and they came in. Sorry, I'll go back. They came in the morning. The ones that are in the top were in the morning. The ones in the afternoon, they both sets split into two groups. So there was eight pupils in each group. We did an evaluation. The interesting thing is the pupils loved the hands-on activities, absolutely, and that was with the teachers as well. Everybody was very enthused by the opportunity to try different skills, different techniques. The pupils, the impact on their ability to relate what they were learning to careers in life sciences and the science in the school was unbelievable. It was off the Richter scale. It was really fantastic. And the comments room staff, they found it very useful. It gave them links to support the new CIB courses. It gave them an insight into the skills base. It gave them an insight into how you develop an idea. It gave them an insight into enterprise and innovation. The learning with the pupils was really good. They could then work together. The pupils thought it was fantastic. It gave them all sorts of... It wasn't just confidence, it was insight into careers, how you develop an idea. We're talking about creativity earlier today. And how they apply their subject knowledge. I'm working with Education Scotland just now and Skills Development Scotland planning an activity which is very similar but school-based for 4 schools in Scotland, and it is linking the careers and it's linking the subject into modern apprenticeships, into industry, and then using these 4 schools as a model for the rest of Scotland. All right, so this has been a wonderful experience for everybody. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.